Well, Stefan, I never thought I'd probably see you standing in the at Top Spec Arena at the Horse of the Year show, where normally you're going round and round in an oval circuit in the States. This definitely feels a different sporting event for you, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's I did a quick visit to come back here and check out the event and support my mom. I know it's a big event for her, and you know she's always come to my big races, so it's great to come back and show some support for her.
So, what exactly is your mother doing here that has persuaded you to come across the pond to see? To see her in action.
Well, she's got she's entered a horse in the Cuddies. I believe it's the Cuddy event, and she qualified for that earlier in the year, which was an amazing achievement for her. And you know, just because it's such a huge achievement, I wanted to come back here and just give her some support and check it out for myself.
So why did you not take a career in horses and decided to go for a rather noisier horsepower?
Yeah, no, I think she tried. My mom tried when I was in very young to get me on the back of a horse. And I did actually do some riding for a few years, and then eventually got in a go-kart and realized that that was more my passion. So, you know, I'd still grew up around horses, so, you know, got to know a lot about them, but, you know, admire them from afar.
I can clearly hear that you've spent quite a lot of time in the States. So how long have you been now racing over in the States? Because you were racing at Formula 3 over here in Britain. So how long's your career been in the States?
For the last 6 years, I've been in the States, and this year was the 100th running of the Indy 500, and I was lucky enough to make it my rookie event in the Indy 500. So it was great to enter that race and start such a historic event.
What was it to drive in such a big race? How much does it mean, you know, when you suddenly achieve? Did it feel like a lifetime's ambition?
It did, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of one of those races that is on the bucket list and you've got to get it ticked off. And it was, it was just really, I was very honored to be one of the 33 guys to be able to get start that race. And especially with being the 100th running as well, it was really, it was really quite special.
A lot of Brits have gone over to the States, so there's a sort of bit of a pool of you, isn't there?
Yeah. It's there's a lot of Brits that end up with their careers based over in the States, and you know, in IndyCar and in sports cars. But you know, really, it's one of those events that attracts from far around. There's a lot of international drivers that go to the States just to race in that event. So.
And here you are, we're in the Top Spec Arena, but I mean, I got here first thing this morning, this place was mobbed. I mean, it's not something, were you surprised to see so many people here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to get busier later when the other events come on. So yeah, I'm just, really cool to get a glimpse of my mum's world and see what she's...
It's rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got champagne already going, so I'm sure it'll be a fun day.